The best tea in the city.
You know, usually at this moment, in the past 5 months, it's only now that I sit down on that couch to do this first link. Because all this other time, you go kitchen, either making myself some coffee or nibbling on something. Eh? There goes that. Done. I'm back at 195 Jan Smuts Avenue, Kaya House. Good morning, how you doing? I'm good. Glad to be back. I see the studio is still intact. Jason didn't bring it down. Still standing. Thanks again to Kaya Breakfast. They're back again. That is tomorrow. This is their best tea in the city. Live after 5 months. Back in studio. It means we are winning, guys. We're winning. Welcome to the show. Cam and Tony Braxton there. Live Without Your Love. I hope you got that song. I hope you have it. I hope you're streaming it from the brand new Cam Owens. Yes. Jill Scott, George Duke there. Whenever you are around, Omar Chandler, you change me for the better. Before that, Luther Vandross, what the world needs now, 24 minutes after 9, it is the best tea in the city. Now, let's face it. We all go through tricky situations that often lead us to seek advice from those who are close to us. But often those we seek advice from don't know better, eh? They don't even know what to say. Mara, because you said, what do you think? Ah, shame. They will tell you. I mean, just think about the number of times you've received advice, but you never used it. Some is good advice. Some is bad advice. The advice was so bad, you couldn't apply it or even pass it on to others. The worst thing about people who give bad advice is that they always want feedback. Why? Eh? I mean, when they meet you the next day, there is no hello. Eh? Instead, Utola, so? As in, come on, you've used my advice. Give me feedback. A person will call you nonstop to find out if you've made use of their useless advice. But you know what's the worst? The worst is receiving good advice and never using it. Yeah, you've been there. You've received good advice, but you never used it. The thing about good advice is that it strangely comes from people you least expect it from. Because we respect titles and we respect people. Oh, I said too much. Okay. How many times have you received advice, but you never used it? Which was good advice that you never took? And which was the worst? Hashtag the advice I never used as to sip the best tea in the city. Hello, Claire. Claire Mue, RT. I go with my gut. Talk about the best advice I never used. If it's relevant to my situation, then I'll use it. Because the thing about advice is that it's given from the point of view of the person who's giving it, which in most cases may even clash with what you're going through or your values. So you better take it, and I take it with a grain of grof salt, she says. Best advice I got, start saving early. The worst advice I got and I never used, go with the flow. We hear that a lot, ne? Ay, man, just go with the flow. Hey. Remember, when it comes to dishing out advice, everyone believes they are good. That advice is good. But the reality is, what has worked for one person may not necessarily work for you. And the reason for the bad advice you get is really you. No. Stop pointing fingers at the people who gave you advice. It's you. Because I get it, you are the one who solicited the advice. It's you that choose who should give you advice. You don't listen to those you least expect it from. Like I said, you respect titles than you respect a person. Your receptionist has the best advice, or probably has given you a very relevant advice to your situation. But you decided to go with what your boss said. And look at you now. Titles. How many have you received? How many times have you received advice? But you're like, you never used it. Yes, the worst is when it is good advice and you choose not to use it. Doesn't happen. Which was the worst? It still applies. Hashtag the advice I never used. The advice I never used. Melomaniac. Hello, Nwanamuhube. The worst advice was when I was told, he's got money. Sleep with him. Just close your eyes and it will be over. Chiban. nonsense is that? Enemutone ufa yonaka confidence. Confidence. What is the worst? What is the best? And both of them, they have something in common. You never used it. Huh? And I'm sure there's some regrets with never using good advice. Share them with me. Here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
All right. Here are the 3 teaspoons on... I'm going to focus on bad advice. 3 teaspoons on how to deal with bad advice. 1, ignore it. Sometimes the best response is silence. Tulawen. As hard as it may be not to say anything, sometimes it's easier to walk away and pretend you didn't hear anything. Especially if the person giving you advice is not well versed with your situation. Just ignore it. 2, trust your gut. That's how you deal with bad advice. Trust your gut. Sometimes we are to blame for the bad advice we get. Instead of always seeking answers from others, you must listen to your gut more often. After all, it has been proven that your sixth sense, your instinct, is never wrong. So maybe if you listen to it more, you'll avoid unnecessary stress. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on how to deal with bad advice. Don't commit. Instead of dwelling on bad advice, you must just not commit. Because some advice comes with conditions, but T's and C's, they do apply. It is going to be difficult when you're in a tight spot to add to the pressure by committing to an advice that you haven't really fully processed yet. So, don't make any promises. Mm-mm. Don't say, yeah, I'll use it and I'll let you know. Hey! Swada. Hey, girls, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, Uncle T.
Hey, it's good, Liyelo.
Linane.
Le JJ.
Kikenile.
Why is it king? Ampurore, my vetana.
I can hear. I'm not laughing.
It's good to be back.
Welcome back, Uncle T.
The advice you never used.
When I started working, my mom said, Kenilo, if you earn 5,000 rand, take 1,000 and put it away. Yeah. Pretend like you earn 4,000. Yeah. I didn't take heed of that advice.
Palace, are you listening? Thanks.
And today, I feel like, wow, it's been 10 years. I could have.
The worst?
The worst advice I ever got was that don't leave a man for cheating because they all cheat. Can't leave this one because they cheated to go to another. Hi, Angaz.
But you are happy with not taking that advice?
No, of course not. And I get it for other people, just not for me.
And that's the thing about it, right? Mm. That one advice could apply to many, but not to you.
Not to me.
JJ?
The worst advice I've ever got was just be yourself.
How?
No, you can't always just be yourself. Because I went into an interview when I had started, like, you know, fresh out of school.
Yeah.
Just being myself. And then it was just too much for the people that were interviewing me. I think they were just too overwhelmed because I have that personality that's
so
just too much.
So the situation was not right.
Yeah, I was so comfortable. And you get your bad habits because you're being yourself. You have bad habits. So you bring those bad habits into the room because you're being yourself. And you're not even aware of them.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you are...
It's like someone saying, be honest the time.
Yeah. It's not the best policy.
Not all the time.
Advice that starts with just. Just be yourself. Just follow your heart. Just forgive and forget. Just keep your enemies close.
The best and the worst advice, either one, you never used it or took it. What is it?
I was given an advice. I'm still single because of I believe in montong e ke tseba gore na di tata mosadi o jelwa monna ke tse di bohloko jwang. Have a good one.
And then and then
it's just me today. No! Okay, can I...
What are you doing?
I'm shooting a video. Okay, let me come here. Because I need people to... Sorry, we're being unprofessional. You know, discard.
Yeah, even out of breath.
Discard. No, because I'm so excited about you in my life. So, guys...
You should have seen her when she walked into the studio.
No, because I'm listening to you this morning, ne? And I'm like, you sound clearer than usual. then I'm like, maybe it's just because I'm in a good mood, you know? Then I run through. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm professional. Afropolitans, I'm so sorry. I'm just... when last did I see you?
That's 5 months ago. Five months and September, a couple of days.
August, July, June, May, April. I went to school.
Thank you.
April. How are you?
Because the beginning of April, that's when I started the lockdown.
Level 5, Nochal.
Thank you.
How are you?
Listen.
How does it feel to be out of the house? How are your anxiety levels? Because we went through it all like...
No, my anxiety levels are very high right
now. Of course they are. I mean, yeah. We've gone through it.
Yes. And remember, 21 days changes your habits.
Yeah.
What more about 5 months?
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have your routine, right? Like, you used to train at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. The routine is gone.
Welcome back.
Listen, you know what I'm happy about, man?
Why did nobody tell me?
You know what I'm happy about?
No, Ayob. No. Yeah, no, exactly. Ayob. No. Exactly. Ayob now wants me to body shame you.
How?
Leave
me alone. I'm Lina. Alive.
No, Lina. I was at a shoot. I looked at my arms, Mobo. It was like, girl, you need to get a grip of yourself.
Listen,
you've made my month. Welcome back.
Thank you, darling. All I'm saying is...
Yes, you were saying more than...
The gift of life.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Yo!
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-00959.
Morning, Tata Mokwili. Hey, the advice I never used. When Bora Khadi Banebam Puti Sabare, Ketla Khon, Kabana Babakan, Ketla Khona na... Unyalana le motho na leng bana ba bangata na. Hey, ha ke tshiki a tuka. Ubima, a hole. Ichina, puff, Thembisa.
I've been advised by a lady from my street while I was dating somebody who's completely older than me. So she knew ukuthi bengithola nobani, and then I left somebody else just because I want to be with the sugar mom. So she came straight to me, she advised her, you know what, you will lose a certain thing just because of somebody in which you will never have a future with. So think what you are doing, because she's older, you are keeping chasing the magogos. Think about what you are doing. Now I'm with my only woman, and I think I'm happy with her.
All right, Malisha, good morning. Hello, Malisha.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi, Victor. How are you?
I am good.
I'm super. Welcome back, Butiki.
Thank you. Did you run Sako Piteng?
Sako Piteng. Oh, yes. Victor, I won the master class, the partnership at KFM Family Momentum. I'm the winner. Sako Piteng took bed.
Mara, why you sound surprised?
I'm not. It's just that I couldn't share this with you. Only now.
Listen, all I'm saying is that, obviously, you are the best. The best advice or the worst that you never took?
The best was, you know, my uncle used to say, "Na my uncle nene motho wa iphile la liwa na sa tsepe motho." Are wa tsakeng wa bona profile ba reng ke motho ka itsepa motho ke noga. And now that I want to accommodate everybody, I always get the backstabbers. Like, yo, ba ntlaba ka di chipa bitsaba. And every time I remember my uncle, are bona ka tsepa motho mo mfatseng. And I don't get it right always.
And that is so sad, because you want to be there and help, right?
Yes, I'm trying to, you know, accommodate everybody and then, you know, achieve. And I always remind, like, I always remember my uncle.
Nice one. Congratulations for the win.
Hi, Tibos. My name is Hilda. I'm from Alexander. Na advice a bad exam ke. Is the one from my boyfriend telling me hore ke tla ke tlodula le yena, so ka bona hore no, it is too bad for me. Lenyalo la Africans nna a ke le sebedise. I can't do that. It's a bad advice. And the good one is from my grandfather, who asked me hore ke tshwanetse ke tsamaye kereke until the end of my life. Ke se ka tlogela kereke and ke rate batho. That's a good advice. Le hore ke itshebeletse, ke be right, ke kgona tlhompha batho, then I took that. Thank you so much, Tibos.
Hey, it's okay. I'm good, my brother. How you doing?
It's my first time on radio.
Hey, welcome, my brother. I touched you in your studio today. So what happened?
The birthday and take like I told Anna is from my mother. Uska bank ka chalte ya hao ko pocket store, we bank ko Barclays Bank.
Thank you.
The founder the same, but they are different.
Yes.
So azan kai galika jiko kinte ki thole.
So you did you take that advice or did you not take that advice?
I'm on it at the moment, and I'm old man.
So you didn't take the advice. Hey, get us sober. Hey.
No,
what you stop? Stay get us sober. Hey, who's going to get us sober? Kwada uyam Butler's banking, no papa.
Yeah, get all a bargain for your Butler's bank.
Ngawuli Richie hore no.
Murumuna. Kalewa brachi.
Kalewa na buraka. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, thanks a lot. Man.
Hi, Brati. This is Wele from Centurion. Great show as always. Another good advice that I got and did not take. I think a lot of us go through that phase where you are advised that you must at least save like 20%, put it aside and resave, and then the rest I think not allowing ourselves to adapt into that concept debit order. Because as you grow older, debit order becomes your BFF. A khona motho o complaining ka debit order go tsona le a young person who is working. But yeah, I love to regret that. And you know, ke zama go petcha mo ke petchang, but I wish I had taken that advice. Thanks.
Motlatsi, be the last sip. Welcome. How's it, papi?
Hey, kids, I'm Brian Kaman.
Welcome, Melty.
Hey, go. Pola, since we got to go last year, we had the bonus. Zolo. Yeah, go. Pola, the marathon. What
was?
Yeah. Okay, kids. I remember my mom. Ne, it's Tanzania. Norman, at the age of 17, around there.
Yeah.
What I make it 21 immediately. I'm so sorry. What the motive? How to fall? Also, no legal like about the Kaholan Kabusu, the track of the shares in somewhere somehow. What the Lakaka Nana killed those with almost Sibrayaga. Almost Sikahola Buma 400,000 because Kopula Gatola needs Raka somewhere somehow. She turns the tone of it, Diana, the lady. And today, Yamisa Brayag. But I say it until I'm off.
I'm glad you finally listened.
Yeah, it was a lesson, and I regret now, but at least it's a question, Brian.
It's never too late, Mutlaji. Thanks a lot for the call, man. I appreciate it.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.